35 local kids were asked what it means to be from Texas, San Antonio, and the world. And then they were given art supplies. TPR's Louisa Jonas reports that artwork now hangs in the Institute of Texan Cultures in an exhibit called Little Texan, Big World.
When you walk into the exhibit Little Texan, Big World, the first thing you see is a wall of mounted photographs, palm trees, churches, close-ups of flowers and water and stones. On another wall are the wooden memory boxes. All together, they hang in the shape of a Texas flag, and each box displays trinkets of how the child feels he or she fits into the community. They hold fiesta medals, dried flowers, beads, and figurines, and statement pieces about the children's community, written in magic marker, hang on all the walls. One declares San Antonio is special because you can order watermelon raspas from the ice cream man. Aaron Gallegos is a community center leader at San Antonio Parks and Recreation. He was also the photography instructor for the project and took the kids in small groups on field trips all over San Antonio.
I gave them a little tip to put their arms like a T-Rex. That will reduce shaking of the camera.
Gallegos says once many of the kids got into the open spaces, they started running around. Not 12-year-old Victoria Campos. He says on her field trip to the missions, she was perfectly composed, taking her time, sitting on a rock, looking out over the river.
I could see her also like trying different things out, you know, opening her arms up and trying to get a different angle. So she really took to the project, and her pictures came out beautifully. I couldn't have been any more proud.
Victoria says her favorite parts of the project were learning techniques from Gallegos and spending time by a new San Antonio spot, the water near the missions.
Getting to see all the different places and just the pictures look really pretty, so you just feel like you're there. You get lost in the photo.
Gallegos says some of the kids at the center have never left their neighborhoods, and he thinks art can help expand their boundaries.
To be able to take them to environments where the scenery is great, to be able to explain to them, you know, about the light and how it, you know, illuminates your subjects for photographs, or how shadows play on a drawing, you know, just to be able to explain that to them, I feel is enough to give them a different perspective.
Melanie Schwepke is an education specialist at the Institute. She says she's particularly fond of 10-year-old Denise Perez's statement piece hanging on the wall. When asked what it means to be from San Antonio, Denise wrote about eating fajitas, beans and rice and potato salad with her family, and having Bluebell ice cream for dessert.
Like this one was in particular, that Bluebell ice cream. They love Bluebell ice cream, and they're talking about eating it at their birthdays, and they don't realize that that's not really found everywhere in the U.S. And so I was talking with them and just saying, oh, do you know that you can't find Bluebell ice cream everywhere, and that this was a dawn that, you know, could just be like, oh, really?
15-year-old Jazz Fernandez created one of the memory boxes. He says he didn't know what to put in his box, so he settled on figurines of a skater, some astronauts, a gorilla, Taz from Looney Tunes, and St. Mary.
At first it was scary because I didn't know what people would think about it, but then at the opening, I just saw people enjoying all the artwork. So then I felt proud of myself and just realized that it was pretty cool to have my artwork in a museum.
Schwepke says visitors come from all over the world to see the art at the Institute. They'll be able to see the pride these children take in calling San Antonio home. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.